It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Heidi Klum was traveling with Nicole Richie and took a video of her being a total germaphobe.
Okay, so I thought that only Naomi Campbell was the nut job, but Miss Richie is just as
ready to go to work.
What is wrong with you girls? We are very busy working moms here. And cleaning up the same. Ew.
Okay, so if you didn't get the gist, Nicole Richie, they were on a flight about to go fly somewhere for work, and Nicole Richie was literally wiping down the seat with wet wipes before she would even sit down, like wiping the whole area down, which I kind of get. Like, I don't think that's that crazy because airplanes are so germy.
Yeah, they're pretty funky. I mean, if you want to get... I always feel sick after I fly. And right. You know they don't have time to clean it down.
Exactly. And, like, when you have a kid, I feel like there's just, like, no time to be sick. So I kind of get that. Kanye West is releasing a new album next month. The album is called Jesus is King and was announced along with a track list by his wife, Kim Kardashian West. The album includes songs called Wake the Dead, Sweet Jesus, and Baptize, and it will be released on September 27th and is the follow-up to his 2018's Yay album. I cannot wait for this. I need new music from him so bad.
It just needs to be good. I like new music too, but if it's a turd, I'm not going to be happy.
I know, but I feel like it's Kanye West. Like, it's going to be, if it's not going to be good, it's going to be at least, like, maybe controversial or something to talk about.
I'll take that. Okay.
Alex Trebek announced some exciting news.
It's another day at the office for me. I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy, and thankfully that is now over. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for right now. Let me tell you, it's going to be a good year.
Oh, I love it.
So exciting. And Cardi B took to Twitter once again to defend her victory as the first solo female to win Best Rap Album at the 2019 Grammy Awards for her album Invasion of Privacy. I don't know what sparked her to go on this rant defending it again, but it was some juicy scoop, so I don't really care. She talked about being depressed while pregnant and all the issues she had recording. The rapper tweeted, "I did it all while I was pregnant, throwing up, drowsy, terrible colds, and in a rush to finish it so I can start doing music videos before I started showing. I'd spend 24 hours for months just sleeping on a couch with my pregnant, depressed ass in a studio." She said, too, that Offset was the one securing all of the features in the background because she had just recently fired her manager and didn't really have a relationship yet with anyone at Atlantic Records. And she ended all of these tweets with saying, "So when I won a Grammy for it, I didn't have no words to say, but when I went home, I started reminiscing on what I went through during that period. I was like, yeah, B, you deserve this stuff. And until this day, my stuff is still charting." All right, Cardi B, I see you. Mm-hmm. And that is the garbage.